Hello friends, welcome once again to VSchool. We are on chapter 16 on customer wealth management. In the previous chapter, we understood how to build a customer profile, how to build a customer portfolio, but these things can be common for most of the people. For certain people whom I am referring, these are the wealthy and the affluent people. As the economies are growing, more and more wealthy people are getting generated. And India is one of the largest growing economy and also is able to produce wealthy customers. When we talk about wealthy customers, they have different needs, they have different financial goals, which are very different from those who are having average or a good income. And hence it requires a special approach, a special kind of training, special kind of skills to step into the shoes of an affluent customer, understand his need, meet him at his places, communicate to him through his channels, and finally follow a proper scientific process of creating, preserving and enhancing wealth for him. The objective of this chapter is to understand the reason for adapting a special marketing strategy while dealing with high net worth clients. We are going to understand a bit about who are high net worth clients, what are the likes, what are the preferences, and based on this, how should be our marketing strategy. The number of affluent and wealthy people are increasing. And with the emergence of new clients, financial services providers have also customized their service to tune with the needs and wants of these wealthy people. Wealth management is a specialized service provided to wealthy people. The basic objective is to provide specialized services to wealthy people. It may be branded in different ways by different financial service providers. Some of them may call it as a privy, some of them may call it as a privilege, some of they may call it a high class service. So whatever the branding of the service, but in this chapter we are going to understand what is wealth management and how to market for wealth management. The Wikipedia defines wealth management as an investment advisory discipline that incorporates financial planning, investment portfolio management and a number of aggregated financial services. So it includes lots of counseling and advisory services for these affluent and wealthy people. Every bank and financial service provider has its specialty department within wealth management. They have special provisions of products and services to different types of individuals and institutions. Wealth management clients are highly sought after by financial institutions and financial service companies, as this gives, they give them a big float to operate upon. That float can be utilized more for generating profits and spreads. Some banks market their wealth management services by quoting their experience of many years in providing wealth management services to individuals, families and entrepreneurs. So different types of banks, different types of financial service providers have their own strategy and approach to ensure that these wealthy people are aware about the types of products and services that are provided by banks and financial service providers. There is yet another group which call themselves as private wealth advisors. They have specialized training and knowledge specifically to address the complex financial needs of sophisticated, ultra high net worth individuals and institutions. When we talk about wealthy, we can have different layers of wealthy people, right from starting from a particular income till the topmost. And when we talk about ultra high net, these are the higher layers of wealthy people. They have complex financial needs to deal with their huge, huge wealth that they have created and that will be growing over a period of time. So private wealth just helps them to invest such bulk deposits or funds into various types of markets, not only regional but global markets also. They customize a strategy that integrates the pieces of the financial life designed to help the clients grow, preserve and transfer and structure his wealth. So it is not only restricted to preserving and growing, they also help estate planning so that the entire family of such wealthy people benefit and their financial goals are also taken into consideration. The role of a financial planner is to design a financial plan that makes a bright money future for his client. That is a plan that satisfies the client's needs and his objectives. When I talk about needs and objectives, wealthy people have a different sets of needs than the common people. The financial planner generally take a long-term view of the relationship with the clients because their money is going to grow exponentially over a period of time, and based on that, proper strategies are to be decided, not only to invest the income that is generated out of the current investment, but also on future new structured products that will be available in the market. They have to make sure that the advice they give are suited to the client's current circumstances and adapt to his future needs. When we talk about future needs, this will actually be created with the growing markets, with the change in the markets, with the growing financial innovative products. Now let us understand how to build a comprehensive view. In the current complex environment of a financial market, a financial planner should be focused on comprehensive financial planning. When we say comprehensive financial planning, it takes a holistic view of the entire short-term, medium-term, and long-term plan of such wealthy and affluent people. Comprehensive financial planning starts with establishing and defining a relationship of a financial planner with his clients. Both sit together, both have an agreement as to what is the role carved out by the financial planner, what based on what the short-term, long-term, and medium-term plans are of the wealthy an affluent customer. So all the plan is documented, minor amendments may happen based on the needs and the requirements. After gathering all the important information, the financial planner should analyze it with the current situation and determine what must be done to meet the client's personal and financial goals. After ascertaining some clear strategies and formulating an action plan, the financial planner should also offer recommendations to the client, because based on this recommendation, the client is going to take informed decisions. The client may not be aware about what the market is, what the volatility is, what are the right strategies, what are the theories. Here comes the expertise of the financial planner, who will first understand all the information, all the factual details about the client, and then based on that, he will give the best optimal solution, and that will help the client to make an informed decision of investing. The financial planner should listen to the client concern and craft the alternate solutions. So it is not necessary that whatever is recommended by the financial planner should be accepted by the client. The client has liberty to question such recommendations, and in such scenario, the financial planner's duty is to tell him the alternate solution. So finally, once the client is satisfied and confident about a particular decision, he would be taking an informed decision based on the recommendations given by the financial planner. After listening to the client and understanding his or her whatever request, the financial planner should carry out the recommendations or help the client to implement the plan, because it is not necessary that the client may be well-versed with all the market formalities. So on behalf of the client, the financial planner can carry out the recommendations, or if the client is confident, he can help him to implement the plan on his own. The financial planner will generally monitor the progress of investment. Here again, the client may not be expert in understanding the market, in understanding the profit and loss. So here comes the expertise of the financial planner to monitor the progress of the investment and submit periodical reviews of the investment plan. That should be in a simple and lucid language, basis on which the client will easily understand whether his money is growing or not. That can be inferred rather than complex statistical reports which may not be clearly understood by the client. The CFP board has promoted a 6-step process that is applicable for practitioners. Marketers of financial services may also use this process for selling financial services to high net worth clients. The 6 important steps are: first, establish financial goals, gather relevant data, analyze the data, develop a plan for achieving goals, implement the plan, and finally, monitor the plan. So this is a very comprehensive, full life cycle of customer wealth management. The customer lifecycle marketing is another important concept to be understood by financial service providers and salespersons. Customer lifecycle marketing has replaced the traditional approach of marketing tactics and offers a new strategy that yields results. And this is called as the relationship. One has to build relationship with the customer so that you come to know more and more information about your client and you can recommend an optimal solution for the client. Customer lifecycle can be classified into first creating the awareness, next convincing the customer, third converting the customer, fourth nourishing the customer, fifth servicing the diverse needs of the customer, then keeping the customer happy for retaining him, her, and finally ensuring loyalty. So customer lifecycle is a tool which helps the customer at all stages of his life, at all stages of his investment, whether it is a prospecting stage, whether it is a customer stage, or post-customer, post-sales requirements. So overall, this is the approach that has to be adopted by successful salespersons for customer lifecycle marketing. Now, the very important question comes when we are dealing with wealthy customers, when we are dealing with affluent customers, how do they behave? What are the preferences? And in that scenario, if they have a particular set of preferences and behavior, how to deal with them? So how to deal with high net worth client is a very, very important skill. High net worth clients are very special and they have special needs too. These needs are to be understood first rather than just approaching them as any other customer. Once you understand their special needs, you can actually deal with them and provide them products and services which are suitable for their needs. You can even tailor some products which can suit the client's needs, because such products are structured and they are not available off the shelf like they are available for retail customers. So you have to first understand their needs, and based on that may also have to create a new product specially suiting their needs. Next important aspect of dealing with high net worth individual is to understand their activities. High net worth individuals have a strong sense of personal values and ideals. They always aim for doing something better in life. They enjoy luxuries. This elite class are often seen spending most of the time in enjoying luxuries such as golf, physical fitness centers, endeavors, exclusive clubs, creative-driven activities like flowering, gardening, painting, antiques buying activities which enrich their life and they create some status in their society. So once you understand, you can easily create the products which will be useful for them. Marketers can have a successful relationship with high net worth clients if they can develop products and services that are reserved for this elite class and possess substantial differentiation. Because you should feel them, make them feel special. You should make them feel that they are using some specialized product which is not available for others. Then it will be a great differentiator for them to buy your services, buy your products. So that is the main aspect of marketing of financial services by marketers to high net worth clients. Finally, whenever we are marketing anything, the three pillars of marketing, cross-selling, upselling, and reverse selling, has to be tactfully used, even for high net worth individuals. What is cross-selling, what is upselling, and what is reverse selling? Upselling is specifically luring the high net worth customer to more attractive and useful products, which means he already has a product. So you market a product which is of more value so that he gets attracted towards it and buys it. Cross-selling is an art of giving a customer information or important benefits and advantages of another product totally different than what he has. And when we talk in terms of reverse selling, we use a strategy of asking questions in response to the prospect's questions, and that is how, by knowing customer what they want, we interpret from their communication and recommend a product which will be very useful for them. So cross-selling, upselling, and reverse selling can be very important tool even for wealth management customers. Thank you.